Union Party. Is my designation of the popular basis of Anacom clear? I said that. First point. The two gender communities determine what the totally new social regime is. Here is the essential anatomy, hence the woman party. Second point. The sovereign partners define how the totally new social regime works. Here is the essential physiology, hence the Bifrons Union management. Compare board. If we start from the civilized man, to characterize what is suitable, the feminine party brings with it the matriarchy of kindred community into the anatomy, while the union management brings the equality of kindred community into the physiology. Thus, community, anatomy plus physiology, is coherent. In my board essence of, I merely allude to the above denominator. The feminine party, inconceivable within civilization, forces into existence an opposing party which owns up to its gender first of all. We knew formerly right-left, Girondist and the mountain. What matter now is that they were both husbandarchist parties. We now have two gendered parties, and it doesn't matter whether they are women within the masculine party. Two gendered parties that tolerate each other and that are induced to find out thoroughly that they are meant for each other. The same is true of the union management. Union means, with regard to social running, there is equality, rectifying bourgeois liberty. And then the modern bourgeois popular masses are essentially made up of wage earners. Trade unions wanted to take over the employees' power. They even made the parties, not the other way around. It is confessed by the English Trade Union Congress, and therefore made the government. That is therefore what he needed to bring forth the idea of sovereign partners. And this regime applies to all social homes, therefore including parties, specifically friend-brother in character, as far as the feminine community is concerned.